And now for a story about a local artist and his giant cardboard banana sculpture that has mass appeal. Justin Skipper, known to the art community as Skip, spoke to Nicole Creston about the creation of the 20-foot fruit, how it went missing and then was found, and where it might slip off to next.
Skip says he created the giant banana as part of his submission to last month's Cardboard Arts Festival in Orlando.
This banana is crushing the Chiquita banana lady that is underneath it in a very Wizard of Oz style with the arms and legs kind of like sticking out underneath it. The hat is carrying the fruit. Has been spilled out everywhere, so there's fruit all over the floor.
Crime scene tape surrounds the installation, and the banana has a Chiquita-style sticker on it, except it doesn't say Chiquita. Skip explains why.
It's called Exploita el Tercer Mundo, which is exploit the third world. And it is a social commentary on the fruit industry.
Once the festival was over, Skip says he called a friend with a truck to help transport the wire-framed cardboard-covered banana. It was complicated.
Draped over the front of the truck so that the stem is laying kind of flush with the windshield.
Until a torrential rainstorm blew in on the way home, then the stem of the soaked banana drooped across the windshield, making it impossible to drive. That's when Skip spotted shelter at nearby Wadeview Park.
And we pull off and we take the banana off and we put it under this pavilion next to the children's playground, waiting for the rain to stop.
But it didn't stop, and Skip had to get to work, so he left the banana there.
I do the work thing, come back later, and it's not there. It's gone.
So what do you do when your 20-foot banana disappears?
You put up, like, signs everywhere, like, lost banana, have you seen my banana, you know? Like if you lost your cat or your dog. And it's funny because it's massive.
His have you seen my banana signs became a social media sensation and eventually wound up on TV news. The day after the news segment, more than a week after the banana napping, he got an email from a woman named Ava. Ava had his banana. Here's why.
She has an 8-year-old who is about to have a birthday party the next day. And this birthday party is themed with the Minions. And I don't know if you know the Minions, but the Minions are obsessed with bananas.
The banana had been the centerpiece of a birthday party themed around the little yellow guys from the Despicable Me movies. And Ava still had it in her garage. Skip says he bears Ava no ill will for taking it. It was, after all, unattended in the park for hours on the day before the Minions party, like a banana from heaven or something.
Oh, look, there is a tree. There is a bench. There is a person playing with their child. There is an anomaly of a 20-foot-long banana just sitting there with no one around it, just like, hey, I'm challenging your perception of reality right now. How are you?
Under those circumstances, he says, he might have taken it himself. Now the banana is back home, getting its peel replaced for its appearance at the Orlando Science Center Maker Fair next month. Skip says he had no idea his banana would have a life of its own, or two.
It's had a first life when it was created for the initial cardboard show. It had a second life online.
As the missing banana?
The missing banana. A third life now that it's been found and it's being restored and rebuilt and everything like that. And then, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
And then he split. Nicole Creston, 90.7 News.
For more information and photos of the 20-foot banana, visit WMFE.org.